The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Most of us have high homocysteine. When your homocysteine's high, you're inviting inflammation and degeneration of the brain.
Define it again, homocysteine.
Homocysteine is that toxic amino acid that doctors rarely check, and if they check it, and if it's over 10, they say it's normal. No, it's not. If it's over 10, your brain's getting inflamed and degenerating.
Dr. Don Colbert helps us enter the healthy brain zone and fight memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's with the food we eat. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. James Robinson Beatty here. I'm glancing through Dr. Colbert's book. It really is how to restore the brain. It's how to overcome dementia, Alzheimer's. Overcome it, deal with it, actually be healed from it. And I'm glancing through the book, and as we get older, you know, we're both 79, and we're going to have our 60th anniversary this year ministry. Be having kind of a celebration in August, but we have... The 23rd of February every year is our anniversary, and be 60 this year. And I know she didn't look that old, but we've been married that long, and I just am so grateful. And I'm sitting here, Betty, this is easy to read. It's only 200 pages. That's a short book, especially when you understand all the complexities of what it so effectively deals with. I mean, it's here's what trans fats... Dementogen, Dr.
Dementogen.
I'm so demented, I can't say dementogen.
Well, trans fats is a dementogen or dementia-causing substance that many of us consume every day with every meal. Those donuts, those French fries, that the icing on your cake is full of trans fats.
Mm-hmm. I'm just reading the list here. Brownies, cakes, candies, canned frosting, caramels, chicken nuggets. Yes. Chips, cookies, crackers, we can't eat again. We're through.
Well, you're inviting it in. This is a dementogen, and the more of that you eat, your brain becomes partially hydrogenated.
Can you find any candy that is not fit there? Is this dark chocolate? That
dark chocolate is one of the best, but yes, exactly. And again,
but you have to go to the trouble of getting it.
You do. And again, even chocolate can contain two heavy metals that are dementogens, which are lead and cadmium. Do you know that?
Why you put lead in candy?
That's because the chocolate, the bean it comes from, generally has more lead in it and more cadmium. These are heavy metals. So, but again, fortunately, the flavanols in this will counteract the heavy metals.
Read this real thoroughly, can we still enjoy eating it all?
Yes, you can. Now, again, let me explain. My book that I did the year before, which is Beyond Keto, is the Healthy Keto Diet. Mm-hmm. That should have been called the Alzheimer's Prevention Diet. Mm. So I talk about it some, but the whole book I had on it is the key diet to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's in the Mediterranean.
Keto changed my whole world.
Yeah.
It's to say, and I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you, we know Betty doesn't look like she ever ages. I feel like I was aging fast. I feel like I was probably 100. And I got with what you put out, and I did it. And I got to be honest, I used to walk by and look at my reflection, you know, in the glass of the doors. Oh, God, who is that old man walking with that nice young? I don't feel that way about myself now.
Well,
I actually look and I think something is happening to me. Am I crazy? Or do I look younger than you?
Well, Psalms 103 explains it best. Your youth is being renewed like the eagles.
Wow.
I am convinced with a healthy keto diet. Now, 95% of keto diets are unhealthy. This is a healthy keto diet. The most powerful things we can do to prevent dementia and reverse dementia are simple things: a healthy keto diet, intermittent fasting, regular exercise, good deep sleep that's well oxygenated. You see, most Americans are obese, or I should say over 40%. It's almost 50% now.
Yeah.
But when you're obese, you're inviting in sleep apnea. When a man's neck is 17 inches or greater, they usually have sleep apnea. When a woman's neck circumference is 16 inches or greater, they also many times have sleep apnea. But as we age, our soft palate sags. So a lot of people are not getting oxygenated sleep. How do you know if you have that? Number one, you wake up in the morning and you're tired. You never recharge. You have a dry mouth. Your spouse will hear you gasping for air, stop breathing. Again, that's a warning sign. That could be your nose. Like when I eat cheese or a lot of dairy, my nose clogs up. I can't breathe. And she said, you're gasping for air. I said, I know, I had some sour cream.
You know, cheese is on the keto diet.
I know, but again, okay. If you have sensitivity like I do, I have to have goat or sheep. It doesn't cause, or they have a new casein A2 cheese that just came out in the grocery store.
What does that mean, A2?
Casein A2 is non-inflammatory and doesn't cause the mucus.
Does it come from a critter? Where does it come from?
No, it comes from special cows that don't see the inflammatory protein. There's two key proteins in dairy. There's whey and casein. Casein has two key proteins also. There's casein A1 that's highly inflammatory and creates congestion in the nose, nasal cavity, and creates mucus. And there's casein A2 that does not, or nearly as much.
Can you find that in this book? I got to know.
Well, that's in my Beyond Keto book. Yes. Yeah.
How many books are we going to have to buy by you?
Well, the books that go together, this book with Beyond Keto, but I go in detail in my Beyond Keto book on casein A1 and A2, and they just came out with casein A2 cheese.
But you can find them okay?
Yes, you can.
Like a natural food?
Yeah, natural food. I believe Whole Food has it now, but soon Walmart will have it. Walmart has casein A2 milk, and I go there and get it for my boys.
Really?
I don't drink milk so much because it doesn't agree with my body, okay? But what I'm saying is there's natural things we can do that are powerful to protect us against Alzheimer's, like regular exercise. Both aerobic exercise and anaerobic, weightlifting and cycling or elliptical or just walking 20 minutes.
Okay, it shouldn't be wishful thinking that we would like to feel good, that we would like to be able to keep our memory. That should be reality.
Yes.
And you're saying, because what I've always found you say, and I've found it effective, it's with simplicity that you can communicate this. And a commitment and determination to try to take care of the temple of God, to fulfill the kingdom purpose of God, not just to exist. And God didn't leave us here to get us out of here. Why would you do that? Why would you leave your kids here just to leave them in hell on earth? No, you can have an impact like the kingdom of heaven on earth, right?
Amen. Yes.
And that's what you're trying to do.
When you start practicing this, and by practicing, I mean exercise with your wife 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week, at least 20 minutes, what it does, it unleashes that powerful process again, where it boosts your brain-derived neurotrophic factor that's like miracle growth for your brain. But when you combine these factors, well-oxygenated sleep on your side, and you don't have sleep apnea. Now, many of you need to go get checked for sleep apnea. See your doctor, because many of you have sleep apnea and don't know it. That's
why
you're exhausted.
Can you cure that pretty easy?
You lose 20 pounds, follow my Beyond Keto, and you're going to lose that weight. It's easy,
no,
but
you've got
to crucify the flesh. But the one thing that we allow in the church is a spirit of gluttony. And again, that's okay for most churches.
We almost encourage it, to be honest with you.
We do, because you can't drink, you can't use drugs, which thank goodness you don't drink alcohol, but my golly, the church is going to eat, and they eat way too much and way too late at night, and they never fast or do intermittent fast. Just skip one meal a day. It's one of the healthiest things we can do for our bodies.
We found the keto diet not hard to go on.
Right. Simple.
And I didn't feel like I was being deprived of anything once I got into my system, and it made me feel better about myself.
You can go to a burger joint now and get nothing but the meat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we don't
eat. And
that's
come back with the vegetables.
That's right.
And they'll actually put it in a box.
Right.
They don't even wrap it up.
I fix it at home like that, without the bread.
It's so much easier than you think. You could go to a restaurant.
So easy.
You can go and go home with good food.
And we did it.
We proved it.
I tell people, get those healthy fats. Stock your cupboards full of nuts, healthy nuts.
Yeah,
all nuts are healthy,
yeah,
by the way, except for peanuts are not nuts.
Yeah.
Olive oil, avocado oil.
Absolutely.
If you're going to cook with olive oil.
It was a simple switch.
It's simple.
And what about the ghee butter? We used that.
A little ghee is okay.
Yeah,
not too much. It's going to raise your cholesterol. And then the doctor will say, let's put you on a statin drug.
Okay, what do you use in place of butter if you want some kind of a spread?
Okay, well, what I use is...
Don't be mean to us.
Well, what I'm doing is this. I'm trying what I do. What I do is I get my pastured organic eggs. My wife does this every morning. She puts avocado oil in there and just a little pat of butter, just to give it the butter flavor. It creates the most gorgeous, wonderful, tasty eggs ever.
We eat them all the time.
And again, when you do make your syrup or whatever, you can put a little pat of butter, put some avocado
oil.
Now,
you said peanuts aren't good. Is peanut butter bad for you?
Peanut's not a nut.
It's not a nut. Some is okay. It's a legume. It's from the bean
family.
But
can you eat peanut butter?
Yes, you can. You can eat peanut butter, but not every day. Peanuts are high in mold.
I don't eat it every day.
Okay, well, that's all right. You can have some peanuts. No problem.
I don't eat peanuts. I eat peanut butter.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's okay.
Franklin Graham gives away peanuts every year. Franklin, are you listening to this guy?
Peanuts are okay.
Peanuts
are
really good.
Just don't go overboard on them.
Right, just don't go overboard on them. But peanuts are okay. They're not as healthy as almonds and avocados and things such as those are real good for you. Pecans and pistachios are good, and macadamia nuts are good. But again,
macadamia nuts make you fat.
Well, again, not if you're following the healthy keto diet.
Really?
Now, if you eat them by the bottle full, yes, they will.
By the can.
But if you eat them by the handful, that's it. Just a handful of damn nuts.
If you've ever been to Hawaii, you can see all the macadamia nuts, baby. You don't get out of the room without them.
You don't need that much.
Okay, let's wrap this up. I want you to get the book. So we're going to send it to you. All we're asking you to do is help us drill water wells. Doc, I want you to really take the last 5, 6, 7 minutes and just tell everybody, if they will get in this book, start going through it, what do you expect to pop out at them that's going to impact them very quickly?
Well, first of all, they're going to learn that this is a lifestyle we have to do. We're going every day, I can't do this for you, but you have to crucify your flesh. I'm going to teach you what foods to choose. If you start making a commitment to eat these foods on a regular basis, these foods reverse insulin resistance, which is the root cause of most all Alzheimer's. These foods are also anti-inflammatory, the two key things that invite Alzheimer's into our brains, inflammation and sugar. Those two things. And the healthy keto diet, which is in this book, by the way, helps to reverse it. It's getting you in the right habit. The body needs to be put in subjection. Start fasting the body 1 meal a day. Not every day. Start with one time a week and work up to, I try and do it 5 days a week. I do intermittent fasting for, I try 14 hours, sometimes 16 hours a night. Exercise. Start exercising with your spouse. Just walking. Just start making a habit to get out and walk.
Some people don't know they're saving their own lives walking their dog.
Yes.
That dog needs to be walked. That
exactly.
dog wants to be walked. He's ready to go.
Exactly.
And they go with him. It's saving their lives,
and
too.
Again, if you are not a walker, get you a dog. Not a cat. Get a dog. You don't walk a cat, but you have to walk a dog. Okay. Get the cutest, cuddly. But get a dog a little with some size so it makes you, pushes you, pulls you. Okay? So you have that leash on. You're just out there. You're doing a brisk walk with a medium to large-sized dog. But also get in the habit of getting a good night's sleep. So many people are going to bed watching the bad news. and they sleep horribly, and their brain, again, sleep is when our brain literally is able to regenerate. When you sleep on your side, you're activating the lymphatic system.
We both
system.
Knew. When I didn't, we didn't know we were doing something so medically proper.
Yes. And when
I'm sure you told us.
Oh, my goodness.
Thing to do, sleep on
and when
side.
You sleep on your side and you enter that deep sleep, you are removing 10 to 20 times more beta amyloid, the goo associated with Alzheimer's disease, but it needs to be well oxygenated sleep. Here's the key. If you're waking up in the morning and you are exhausted, you most likely have sleep apnea. If you wake up in the morning, your mouth is dry, or you just feel super dry that you have to drink water like crazy, you've got sleep apnea most likely. You need a sleep study. Tell your doctor you need one. That'll save your life. There's no supplement that will replace oxygen. Many brains are starving for oxygen because they're literally, their neck is so big, their palate's sagging, they're aging, and it's blocking their breathing passages. So simple things we can do. The most important is start giving your brain what it needs. Most of us have high homocysteine. When your homocysteine's high, you're inviting inflammation and degeneration of the brain.
Define it again, homocysteine.
Homocysteine is that toxic amino acid that doctors rarely check. And if they check it, and if it's over 10, they say it's normal. No, it's not. If it's over 10, your brain's getting inflamed and degenerating. Also, get this.
What causes the homocysteine?
It's because we're not getting enough folic acid, the active form of B12, and other nutrients, other B vitamins that lower it. So easy to lower and so inexpensive.
And we take all that every day. It's like with me, it's a routine ritual with me. I'm very dedicated to it.
Right.
Is that smart? Can I ask you something? How long do you think you've been either listening to me preach or you've been coming and being with us?
About 12, 15 years.
Okay, do we look like we're holding up okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, to
Absolutely.
Me, right, we're going to be 80 this year. Okay.
Amazing.
Do you feel like it really is?
No, absolutely.
Do you feel
is.
Like you've seen progress in us?
I have absolutely seen progress because I've seen your belly melt over the years.
Okay. Used to couldn't see me.
I know. But let me tell you this. This is real important. So many people are out there with chronic infections. Mm-hmm. When you have fever blisters, chronic fever blisters, when you have chronic bronchitis, when you have any chronic infection, like chronic sinus infection, mm-hmm. chronic Lyme disease, chronic EBV, your body is inflamed. You create mm-hmm. inflammatory mediators like hsCRP. I pick it up on blood test every day. I check every patient for it. When that is high, your brain is forming beta amyloid. Mm-hmm. It's a goo that collects in the brain that's associated with Alzheimer's that helps to seal off infection. So when you're infected, it's critical to use natural means to clear the infection. Don't be, now again, I'm not against antibiotics for life-saving things, but antibiotics many times create more problems than they help.
Yeah.
So I talk about natural things we can do to snuff out infections and those fever blisters, because I use lysine. Lysine's amino acid that literally will stop them most of the time. But if you have chronic inflammation or chronic infections, you are inviting in Alzheimer's into your brain.
Okay, you heard me tell you years ago, 12 years ago, I was cured of chronic arthritis and bursitis
yes.
in the elbow where I couldn't even pick up less teeth.
Right.
I took the Nopal cactus juice, the Nopal cactus, and it
Good.
Totally drove inflammation out. You know the betalain power that the anti-inflammatory
right, sure.
there. And it's been a miracle worker. Okay, that's Tri-Vita has Nopalea, the Nopal cactus plant,
sure.
which has kept people in the southern part of south of our border in the Sonoran Desert free of basically arthritis, cancer, other things because they major on that. You have something that you also put out that fights
yes.
inflammation. What is this?
Well, it's this Brain Zone. We have the Brain Zone products. These products literally contain powerful nutrients that protect the brain from
okay,
Alzheimer's.
Okay, and they would go to Dr. Colbert? Where would they go?
Right, just drcolbert.com.
Okay.
But also the foods we eat. See?
Exactly. And that's
like
what's
fish.
Here. We're giving you the menu, right?
Right.
And then the keto diet, the really, what do you call it? You have a stronger name for that.
Beyond Keto.
Beyond,
Beyond Keto.
Which, right, this is where we live. We've had doctors that really love us, help us so much, and you've taken us some other levels, okay? That's what we're trying to do. You understand we're here. There's nobody trying to sell you something. You can go buy that online. I'm going to give it to you. You say, but aren't you going to ask us? You're not ever going to watch me. But I'm going to fail to ask you to notice the unnoticed and the overlooked. That's what we do. So we're going to ask you to drill water wells. We're going to ask you to give water. We're going to ask you to become somebody's miracle today. Dr. Colbert wants to be your miracle. And we want to put a miracle in your hand. Because your body is a temple of God. And you're here for kingdom purpose. You're not here to get out of here. You're here to get him in here. In the fullness of his glory and his grace. That's why we're here. We weren't left here to get out of here. Get him here. You got it? You hear me? And I'm going to ask you to put God's arms around somebody. That's what his body, his church does. So we're going to ask you to drill some water wells. But we're going to send you some help. Now I want you to watch very closely. And I want you to be thinking this. Can I make their miracle happen? Can I be their answer to prayer? Yes, you can. Watch.
How old is she?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
68.
68.
We were out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I was amazed when we came to this water source to find this precious older lady washing your clothes, but then to also find out that this is also their source of water. This is also what they drink.
In the sixth chapter of Galatians, we are advised not to grow weary in well-doing. In my years of travel with Life Today, I've witnessed firsthand the well-doing of compassionate followers of Christ. Like this well in Eastern Europe, or this well in South Asia, or this well in East Africa. James and Betty, the legacy you started has impacted the lives of millions around the world. I know because I've seen the wells of life-giving water in communities that had been plagued with death. and you've been their advocate, even in the midst of your own pain and grief. Contaminated water continues to be a dangerous reality for some of the most vulnerable people on Earth.
Allí hay gripe, hay una dengue, que lo más el dengue es que estaba combatiéndome. Y una diarrea, una vas que los niños, esto no debía, un dolor, yo estaba pasando un gran dolor en la barriga, estos días.
Grandmothers like Patrona must either give their grandchildren filthy drinking water or watch them die from dehydration. So I appeal to you, James, to you, Betty, and to your viewers, please do not grow weary in well-doing, because clean water changes everything, but only if we choose to give it.
Betty, when we saw the water and those precious people, it was never an effort for me to love those precious little ones or those people like her that were then much older than we were when we went there, because we were late 30s, early 40s. And we marched into hell for the most heavenly cause. And when we saw those people, we wanted so much to see their cure and their miracle.
Really did. And there's no greater joy than I have is on those mission trips when we were drilling the water wells, to know that those precious little ones are going to get a fresh, clean taste of good water. And, you know, I think that contaminated water doesn't even satisfy their little thirst or their bodies. They keep wanting more and more. But have you ever really just gotten, you've been so thirsty, you just say, I'm so thirsty, and then you get a drink of water, and you say, oh, that tasted so good. There's nothing like good water. We want them to experience that too. These precious mothers and grandmothers that care for their children, they know what the problem is. They don't have the solution, but we do. We can be a part of that. So I hope you will join with us. Let's do it again and again and again. Drill those water wells and give them a fresh cup of water.
Those people have no water, zero, and they're dying. There is not a greater killer on the earth than contaminated water. More children die of the disease of contaminated water. There are tremendous numbers die of hunger and starvation. But there's nothing that kills like contaminated water. And there's nothing, Betty, easier to cure when you know you have subsurface water because they dug to it. But then it gets fooled in with all kind of contamination as they're trying to dip it up. But we know it's there. And then we know we can encase it. And we know we can protect it. And then we know we can refurbish it. We're giving them basically water for our life. And it's $4,800 per village. Could you drill a well? A lot of people say, James, I live every year to drill a well. Thank God, we got churches that say, we want to help. Thank you. Businesses that do, thank you so much. But most water comes by people giving $48, not the $4,800. Sometimes people say, I can give $1,200, three join me, or $2,400, another person join me, I got a well. I can give a well, but the majority give $48. Could you do that? 144, think about this. See, 48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. 144 gives 30. Where could you better spend money than giving life? You become the miracle their heart longs for, the prayer they've prayed for so long. You're the answer. This is our last week now. Would you go get your bank card right now? Use it like a check, please. Get up and do it now. It's so easy to put it off. You intend to do it now. Call the number that's there. Always is a prayer line, paid for by love. Call it. Make the gift of that card like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. That's what you're giving, okay? You can go online and make the gift. We have gifts to send you, and we'll send you Dr. Colbert's book. Could save not only your life, but the life of a lot of loved ones and a lot of people you love. Could give them their minds, maybe give it back. Thank you for making that gift.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late.
With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Prayer Journal, complete with customized art, scripture verses, and inspirational quotes from Life Today hosts and co-hosts. You'll find plenty of room to write down prayer requests, answered prayers, and your own personal reflections as you spend time with God. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessed Cutting Board, a beautiful addition to your kitchen and preparation area. This pine wood cutting board is custom engraved with the word blessed as a reminder of the daily provision of God in your life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our colorful bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm asking you to give water for life, and we want to give you this beautiful cardinal bronze, and we will never look at cardinals. We don't think about our little cardinal fan daughter who kept every score sheet on the St. Louis Cardinals. Cancer for 7 years. Seemed that wasn't going to win and didn't. But she said, I win, even as she left. 10 years ago, she left. Well, we can't look at these cardinals and not think about our sweetheart and all the seeds that she sowed of the kingdom of heaven. So I do hope many of you will ask for the bronze, and you'll pray for God to comfort those with broken hearts. Betty and I will live with a broken heart. But we will spend our life trying to heal broken hearts all over the world, and we're able to do it because you join us. Dr. Colbert wants to heal broken hearts and lives, broken minds. He's gifted to do it. We're glad to send you the book. You just help us give a drink of water. Drill a well, would you? The other gifts that we have, we'll gladly send you. And I do hope all of you who can will help us drill a well. Dr. Colbert, you come back anytime. I want you to come back and let's talk some more about that incredible product that you've come out with. Let's just discuss it. Because you know how much I believe in what works. You know, I have a wonderful friend, Michael Ellison, that you love and appreciate so much.
Wonderful man.
Who wants people to live
with
kingdom purpose and health. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank your wife, Mary, for being such a prayer warrior. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping Betty and me put the arms of Jesus around so many people. This is our last week now. So if you're going to help us drill these wells, get started right now. We need to hear from you last week. Thank you.
Your heart determines what you see, because what you see is often what you want to be true.
J.D. Greer talks about essential Christianity next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.